I wanted to get a sense of how many people in Martin County, Kentucky don't trust their tap water. So I went to a local supermarket and asked a clerk how much bottled water they sell.
Like, what percent of the people who you check out would you say buy water?
I'd say 75%, if not more.
Like many Martin County residents, Josie DeLong says she does all she can to avoid drinking from the tap.
We drink nothing but bottled water. I even put a bottle of water in my kids' bathroom when they brush their teeth.
DeLong says the water has long had an off-putting chemical smell.
Not something you want to be putting in your body, just by the odor of it.
The problems with Martin County's drinking water go way beyond a bothersome smell. The water intake pulls from a river that's heavily contaminated by sewage and by years of coal and gas extraction. Much of the water system hasn't been updated since 1968. The treatment plant needs serious upgrades, and the distribution pipes are so leaky that they consistently lose more water than they deliver. When there's especially high demand, the system just can't keep up. Here's Joe Hammond speaking on behalf of the water district, describing a recent outage.
It was off for several days. At daytime, they had water. At night, they would shut it down so they could keep the tanks full for schools.
Without water pressure in the pipes, leaks become openings. Any kind of filth near a pipe can seep inside. When the system turns back on, the water can be brown or black and a cause for health concerns.
I had really, really bad bleeding ulcers to the point where I was actually blacking out. So I go to my doctor. The first thing he tells me is contaminated water. How's your drinking water? Is it caused by the water? I can't say that 100%, but my belief, it is.
Martin County's water situation isn't unique. Many coalfield communities lack a reliable source of safe drinking water. These counties have produced millions of dollars in coal and gas, but little money was invested into water systems and other critical infrastructure. Now, Martin County is in a really tough situation. 40% of the county's residents live in poverty. Only 30% are in the workforce. The coal industry has been laying off workers as it depletes the best coal seams and relies more on machines. This has been the situation for decades. In 1964, President Lyndon Johnson visited Martin County as he launched the War on Poverty. Here's how a government film described his visit.
The President and Mrs. Johnson board helicopters for a trip to the roots of Appalachian poverty in Martin County, Kentucky. Joblessness in the Inez area is attributable primarily to a general lack of industrialization and losses in the coal mining industry.
I mean, here's the thing about it. 1964, LBJ kicked off the War on Poverty. Here we are over 50 years later, and we can't even get decent drinking water.
That's Gary Ball, the editor of the local weekly newspaper, The Mountain Citizen. Ball has been reporting on the water system's struggles for years and has also reported on countless leaks and spills caused by the coal and gas industries. The biggest spill happened back in 2000 when a massive coal slurry pond broke through a mine shaft. Two creeks ran black with sludge, overflowing their banks by up to 7 feet. The kicker is, no one bothered to warn the people living at the water's edge. Here's one resident's reaction from the 2005 Apple Shop film, Sludge.
They didn't even send nobody down through here telling people. And they didn't know how much of it was going to come out. If it all come out, or even just half of it, hey, we wouldn't be standing here today. Definitely not, because we'd all been gone.
Citizens today still complain that they're not getting the information they need to keep their families safe. At a recent public meeting about the county's drinking water, a lot of people were really angry that they hadn't been told when their water was getting cut off or had become unsafe. Here's the response Joe Hammond got when he started to explain how the water district handles boil water advisories.
The areas that are affected, you should get a phone call. Marcy, the office manager.
I'll cut you off right there. There was a line break on Collins Creek. Not nobody around town got the first call about a boiled water advisory.
I thought he was in the middle of something, and I wanted to hear that.
Press. I'm done with it. It was a lie.
The Martin County Water District is currently under investigation for the third time since 2002. The main reason this time around is the district's failure to make improvements that the state ordered after the last investigation. Joe Hammond says the district has detailed plans for upgrading the water system, but it just doesn't have enough money to start work on major improvements. For now, the best they can do is try to patch more leaks. even though the old pipes really ought to be replaced.
You got a little hole there already. It's going to get bigger. We just don't have the money to replace it with right now.
Gail Bryan is a professor at the University of Kentucky. She's been working in water treatment for 50 years, including a stint at the Environmental Protection Agency. She says the EPA used to provide a lot more federal money for water systems in places like Martin County.
These water systems were established with federal money. That money has now become a revolving fund that has to be paid back. And when you can't pay for your services to begin with, how are you going to pay back a loan to make those services better?
Bryan says federal funding for water systems has gotten a lot harder. And across the coal fields, money is tight at every level. In Martin County, the local government has been forced to make a lot of unplanned cutbacks. Here's Martin County's top elected official, Judge Kelly Callahan, talking about the county's tax revenue from coal.
If somebody looked at me back when we was getting $800,000 a quarter and said, Judge, you're not going to get but $150,000 3 years down the road, I'd say you're a crazy man. But that's what happened.
That drastic loss of income makes it really hard to free up money for water system improvements. But Gary Ball, the newspaper editor, he says that the county's leadership should have been better prepared and made better decisions.
The real failure is with county government. They found money to build a $10 million courthouse, our third courthouse in the county, by the way. But they couldn't find any money to fix our water with.
The way Ball describes it, this wasn't exactly surprising to the people of Martin County.
People are just distrustful of the political leaders. And when you think about it, the leaders haven't given them a whole lot to win that trust.
In 2016, the Martin County Water District reported 10 water quality violations and 19 boil water advisories. There's still a lot that needs to be done for the people of Martin County to regain trust in their leaders and in their water. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Martin County, Kentucky.